An update on the big story this morning. Yesterday's New Hampshire primary saw voter turnout with about 500,000 voters casting ballots. Hillary Clinton won with 39% of the vote, narrowly defeating Barack Obama. He had 36% of the vote. With this win, Clinton becomes the first woman to win a major party primary. Here she is talking to supporters last night.
Over the last week, I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice. I felt like we all spoke from our hearts, and I am so gratified that you responded. Now, together, let's give America the kind of comeback that New Hampshire has just given me.
Now, remember, pre-election polls predicted that Barack Obama would win New Hampshire with a wide margin. And today's New York Times, among others, suggests that a lot of women switched to Clinton at the last minute after her sort of tearful moment on Monday. Now, young people at Independence, they still voted for Obama, and he gave a passionate speech as the polls closed last night.
We have been told we cannot do this by a chorus of cynics, and they will only grow louder and more dissonant in the weeks and months to come. We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope. But in the unlikely story that is America, there has never been anything false about hope.
John Edwards came in third, followed by Bill Richardson and Dennis Kucinich. On the Republican side, John McCain's heavy-duty campaigning in the state paid off. He defeated Mitt Romney 36% to 32%. Here's John McCain from last night.
I'm past the age when I can claim the noun kid, no matter what adjective precedes it. But tonight, we sure showed them what a comeback looks like.
And Mike Huckabee came in third. Now, he may not have a lot of money, the least of all the Republican hopefuls, actually, but he still got his famous sense of humor. Take a listen.
Outspent 20-1, he shocked the world with a landslide victory in the Iowa caucus. And now New Hampshire has sent a message to the world that 2 months ago, no one would have believed.
That music is always appropriate. Rudy Giuliani came in fourth place and left New Hampshire before the results were even in last night. Ron Paul of Texas got 8%.
So here's the deal on what's next. For Republican, the race heads to Michigan on January 15th, then on to South Carolina and Nevada on January 19th. Democrats compete next in Nevada on the 19th, then South Carolina on the 26th, followed by a whole bunch of more states, 24 of them on February 5th. Super duper Tuesday.
A month from now, more than half the states, including California, will have voted.
And we'll keep you updated on all of it.